Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, peace family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel, Abari Gani, Assalamu Alaikum, Smufasara.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, family, for another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with y'all. Once again, we in 2020, we winding it on down. It's coming to a wrap. But this is Collective Minds Radio, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. Yeah, dig. So we hear y'all. What's going on with the fam? Appreciate everybody, you know, that's listening in. And got to get a show lined up, but before we get started, as always, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Again, very productive and busy, like always. I want to give a few shout-outs to a few folks out here. I want to give a special shout-out to one of my clients, JoJo Season, that blessed the community and gave away $1,000. So I want to give a good shout out to her for that. That was a good blessing someone. You know, she sent out her own stimulus package since the rest of the politicians is acting a fool. But we want to give a shout out to Joe Seasoning. We're looking to hopefully do something like that again next month in January too. So kind of be on the lookout for that as well. Also be on the lookout for the first ever documentary of the Isley Brothers that we shot over the past week, I believe. So be on the lookout for that. I'll kind of keep you guys updated on that, too. So that's going to be really big. They had never done one before. They got a wealth of information. They some legends, so I want to give a good shout-out to them. Also, I'm very, very excited about this here. I just found out today that here in St. Louis, the skating rink is back open. Oh,
uh-oh.
My God. That,
shout out to all the skaters.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. For those that keep up with the show, might remember that I was planning a fundraiser, bringing awareness to mental health, and it was rolling with a reason, so it was a skating party. So it looked like now I can revisit this fundraiser, which is a very positive event. I want to bring awareness to mental health, especially with all these things going on in the world with this COVID. I think this is a great time to shed more light on mental health. I think it's very needed, especially in our community. And just really around the world, you know, mental health is very important, you know, to help sustain the world. And so I'm excited about that, so I can revisit that. I just found out, so I am very, very excited. I'm a roller. I like to skate, everybody. So not only this is a good event, but I like to skate as well. And I think I don't have to say anything else. I just hope everybody had a great week, and that's the end of my announcements. For the first time, I had three.
Right. Yes, indeed. You got it on in. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
The build up.
Right. Yep. So, yeah, Brother Mufasa, man, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week. I didn't win any $1,000 that was given out, but I guess I'm good though. And sure, y'all put that out there, Righteous, and I want some of that money too now. But yeah, I'm good. I ain't had a productive week all this way. No major announcements on my end either.
All right. Yes, indeed. No major announcements, family, but yes, be on the lookout for the Great Conjunction happening tomorrow night, 12/21, the winter solstice. You have Jupiter and Saturn conjunction. They're going to be the closest they have been in, you know, like 400 years or whatnot. And they say this is the sign of a reset and whatnot. So, you know, just tap into the energy if you can, because it's going to be, you know, it's supposed to be powerful or whatnot. So it's about a transition through, through using the celestial bodies as a guide. So this conjunction only happens, you know, like I say, once in a few generations. So, it should be powerful. So look out for that tomorrow night. Family, we here at this Collective Minds Radio. This is your boy Cosmic Kev, Queen Raiju, and we got our brother Mufasa on the line. So, 2020, again, has not been short of excitement. There's been a lot going on. I remember saying last year that in 2020 we was going to see some things we never seen before. I didn't know quite what it was, but I was like, we going to see some things we haven't seen before. So I know my host can back me up on that, as a witness. But we here. We deep into it. And so now they got the vaccine ready. They have been pushing, you know, the vaccine out. So one of the things that we kind of looked at was, you know, it seems like the media is trying to prioritize black people, or they're trying to get black people to take the vaccine. I'm sure, you know, they want everybody to take it, but it seems like there's an extra push to get the black community to take the vaccine. So at Collective Minds, we're asking the family, you know, why do you think that is? And this was inspired by, there's a few articles online. I know a few of the mainstream media, they've been talking about it. And one of the articles say, it starts off like this: every single U.S. state is being advised to consider ethnic minorities as a critical group for vaccination, with half prioritizing black and Hispanic residents over white. So this article says half of U.S. states mentioned racial equity in their plans for vaccine rollout. Of these, 12 states specifically mentioned efforts to reach quote-unquote diverse populations. California, Louisiana, Mexico, North Carolina, Indiana are among those who have listed equity as a key principle for vaccine distribution. New Jersey, California, and Kansas will focus on improving access to the vaccine by targeting transportation issues. Okay. Many states will be focusing on their communication to black communities who have shown an increased hesitance to take the vaccine. Right. So that's the conversation for today, family. We're talking about black people and the vaccine. You know, do you feel like we are being targeted to take the vaccine? Do you think black people have a reason to be skeptical or hesitant, as the article say, about taking the vaccine? Hit us up, family. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. If you have any insight, you know, you got people that work in the medical field or whatnot, frontline workers, hit us up. Let us know what you think, you know, because this Collective Minds, we're here to, you know, share our thoughts and opinions. Like I say, we only got to think alike, but we all got to think. So hit us up and, you know, share some insight with us. But before we get started, we're going to go to Queen Rigel first. You know, what do you think about this vaccine? Do you think they are targeting black people? You know, do you think they want us to take the vaccine? And why do you think that is, if you do believe that?
Yeah, I think they want us to take it. I think they need us to take it. I think it's definitely a big push for us to take it. I know when I was listening to some the CNN, which I listen to CNN a lot for multiple reasons, but I do listen to them, and they were mentioning on there several times. It's like a big campaign, like a big cry out to the black community to take the vaccine. They had also mentioned that at one point, I don't know what the numbers are now currently, but at one point they mentioned that like 42% of the people was not going to take it. Dr. Fauci said that it needs to be over 80% of the people to take it, and that's just as a whole. So, of course, the black community is definitely included in that. So I do think it's a push. Now, I can't say why, you know, exactly. I can theorize like, you know, everybody else. But I do think that there is a big push for the black community to get on board. They definitely want that. And I personally can't say that they love us so much. You know, like I hear nowadays, you know, you hear so many people speaking up against racism and things like that. But it's like nothing is still changing in the community. So it's like if you guys acknowledge all this racism and all this, you know, things are being uneven and disproportionate and things like that, economically and financially, and I don't see a change. They just saying things, you know. So it's like if you care that much, there's other things that you can do to show that you genuinely care outside of saying, hey, we want to get it to the black community. I mean, I want to see that same concern for the black community in other avenues of society. You know, so many different things that we're disproportionate in, and I want to see that same push all over the board. So I am a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I will say that. I don't have a problem admitting that. So it do make me wonder, you know, why is this big campaign? I can't believe that you care so much because it doesn't show in other aspects of society that you care so much for black people. So I am curious to know why. I don't know why, though. I don't know why it is, you know, but it doesn't seem all the way honest. So, you know, I'll just kind of leave it there generally, and then, you know, I'll just look forward to hearing other people's views on this.
All right. Yes, indeed, family. Yeah, it's interesting from what I'm seeing. Like I say, I don't watch too much mainstream news, but, you know, I look at articles here and there just to, you know, stay on top of what's going on. And I'm seeing a lot of articles and things with, you know, talking about black people taking the vaccine. So that's pretty interesting. But, yeah, our brother Mufasa Ra, you know, from your perspective, bro, what are you seeing as far as this vaccine? Do you think they, you know, targeting black people first? Are they prioritizing black people to take the vaccine? And if so, you know, why do you think that is, my brother?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to come from a different kind of perspective here. In my line of work, I work with a lot of Caucasian people. And I'll be honest, this COVID talk is definitely flowing in their communities and their little circles as well. You know, the talk is, are they going to take the shot? you know, because right now ain't nobody being forced to take it. So I've worked for two different companies, and each one, that's what we've been asking, or that's what the people, the employees have been asking each other, like, are you going to take it? Are you going to get it? You got a lot of them, like I said, I'm speaking about Caucasian people at the moment. A lot of them are saying that they are going to take it because they have family members that they're worried about taking it to. You know, a lot of them are saying, you know, hey, well, my father has this or that, or my uncle has this, or my grandmother said. So a lot of them are saying that they're going to take it just because they don't want to risk taking something home to that loved one that's sick. So even in the one job I'm in now, which is a hospital, I'm hearing the healthcare professionals, they're asking each other, like the surgeons, you know, because I'm always listening, no matter where I'm at. You know, it may look like I'm just sitting back reading the paper or looking at my phone or eating lunch or whatnot, but my ears are always open like an antenna. I'm always listening to my surroundings. And sure. I overhear them asking each other, like, hey, you know, are you going to take the shot? And you gonna get it? And they're like, yeah, I'm gonna get it. You know, I don't want to risk taking them home to my family. So now there are a few of them that's saying the same thing like you are too. Like, nah, I ain't messing with that. But I do notice that it's more so they're going to take it out of the people that I heard, the white people that I heard speaking about it. The majority of them are saying they're going to take it. It is. I would say if I had to put a percent on it, I would say it's about 75% to 25%. 75% saying they're going to take it. Like I say, and the most reason being because they're concerned with taking something home to a family member. They rolled out the vaccines at the one place I work at, and one of my coworkers, he already took it. He took it and he went on vacation. And I was teasing him. I said, you know, well, good luck with that, man. Hopefully, by the time you come back from vacation, you ain't grown a lizard tail or nothing like that. So,
right.
Yeah, I think when it comes to black people, like I say, because us three on the show, we're black, and, you know, we try to stay conscious, so we mostly stay focused on what's going on in our community. So it gives us, you know, that feel like it's being pushed solely on black people. From the way I'm seeing it, it is getting pushed on the majority of people, of the sheeple. Like my cousin always, that's his favorite word, the sheeple. And so to me, the agenda is to get as many people on the planet to take this vaccine for whatever the purpose is, whatever the reason is, whether it's some type of mind control, maybe it's some type of depopulation. I don't know. But there is a push to get the sheeple to take this vaccine. And it's reaching outside of the black community. And say, working around these other people, other groups of people, they definitely concerned and definitely talking about it. So it's in their communities as well. They definitely are worried about, I mean, you know, concerned about this whole COVID thing. You know, we've done several shows about COVID and the way we feel, like how you could avoid it or take care of yourself. And I know, speaking for us three on her, I don't think neither one of us three wants to take this vaccine or going to take the vaccine. And I definitely understand black people's concern with that because we've been used for guinea pigs for other things in the past.
Right.
So
right,
it's like,
right.
Our guards are up. We don't want no parts of it. You know, go ahead and experiment with other people. We don't want to deal with it. And I get that. I understand that. We have to be concerned about that because we've been used for guinea pigs in the past. The Tuskegee experiment on down, other different things. We've always been experimenting.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't want no parts of it. But like I say, I do know that there's a chatter amongst other groups of people as well when it comes to taking this COVID. And I think it's getting pushed on the majority of people, not just black people. I think it's getting pushed on whoever's willing to take it, whoever's willing to get a drug a try. I think hey, it's open for you to take it if you want it. So, I'll leave it at that.
Yes, indeed. All right. Yes, indeed. Right on, brother. Family, if you're just joining us today, we are talking about the COVID vaccine as it pertains to the Black community. Do you think it's a push as far as prioritizing Black people to take the vaccine? Our brother Mufasa say, yeah, they just pushing it to, to everybody, anybody that's willing to take it. They trying to push it. I just slightly disagree just based on, some of the articles I done pulled up. Just to read the titles here real quick. The COVID-19, this is from U.S. News and World Report. It says, who's next? COVID's burden on Black Americans create vaccine quandary. People of color have been hammered by the coronavirus, but achieving racial equity in the vaccine rollout may be easier said than done. Another article by CNN 2 days ago, when Black people are weary of the vaccine, it's important to listen to their concerns. It says another article by CNN, nearly one-third of Black Americans remain hesitant to get the vaccine. Inside attempt to build trust about the COVID vaccine in the Black community by PBS.org. So it's a lot of articles where they're pushing and saying, Black people are skeptical. We got to, get the racial equity as far as the vaccine goes. So they're talking a lot of that stuff. And just real quick, we're going to get to the call lines here in 1 second. Hit us up, family, 929-477-1697. I do think they are being extra with trying to get Black people to take the vaccine. I think they would give it. Of course, they'd give it to anybody who show up. You know what I'm saying? But what they're doing is prioritizing Black people to get us to believe that this thing is safe. Use us as guinea pigs first, and then distribute it, to the rest of folks. If we're dealing with these racial inequalities, Rigel stated, your solution is to give us a vaccine. No, that's the wrong solution. Why don't you correct your behavior so Black people are not in these situations where we have to get, underachieving medical, support. We don't get the proper medical diagnosis, medical treatment. There's a book by Harriet Washington that I talk about all the time called Medical Apartheid, right? It's called Medical Apartheid, and it goes through the history of the American Medical Association and just the medical industry in general of how they've used Black people as guinea pigs. We mentioned Tuskegee. There's a lot of studies they've done at Johns Hopkins University. There's things that have happened with Henrietta Lacks. I don't know if people are familiar with Henrietta Lacks, but this was a sister who went to the hospital in Baltimore. I can't think of the name right now. It kind of slips me. But there's a big hospital in Baltimore that she went to, for treatment, and they ended up using these woman's cells to create the HeLa cells and map the genome and do all these other things, basically making millions of dollars using this woman's cells, but didn't, get her permission or didn't, let her know that they were using her cells. So it's been a lot going on with the medical industry as it pertains to Black people. So, yeah, we should be skeptical. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very skeptical. I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? I would have to basically be pinned down, by whoever to get me to take the vaccine. I don't trust it. And, and I think Black people are very smart for being skeptical, for having a healthy skepticism about this vaccine. Number one, it came out way too fast, in my opinion. And number two, from what I'm hearing as far as, you know, side effects and people having adverse reactions to this thing, I'm not sure if it's safe. You know what I'm saying? Just real quick before we get to the call lines, it was a nurse that was live on TV. I don't know if y'all see it, but you could probably pull it up on Google. She was on live TV after she had just got the Pfizer vaccine, and this woman fainted. Like, literally, during the press conference, this woman fainted. And I don't think they've been, you know, playing this in the mainstream news that much, but you could pull it up online. Nurse faints at the vaccine, and it'll pop right up. So, you know, this is what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I heard some people had got Bell's palsy as well. You know, a few people, I think this may have been overseas. You know, a few people have gotten Bell's palsy and whatnot, and their face was deformed and whatnot. So it's a lot going on with this vaccine. I do know, you know, when they do the shipments and stuff, and this is maybe going along the conspiracy lines, but this is my last thing. When they do ship out these vaccines, I do know that they can ship different things to different areas. You know what I'm saying? You can ship placebos, meaning a vaccine that really ain't got nothing in it. You can ship that to a certain area. You can ship something to, you know, sterilize folks. Like, it's a lot going on that we've known just based on history that these people can do when it comes to administering vaccines and inoculating people. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at. I don't trust it. You know, I take my chances just with building my immune system and, you know, taking other precautions like that, you know. But as far as this vaccine, I'm cool. I do think they're targeting black people. And my guess is either sterilization or genocide. Like, I'm just going to go all the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to play with it and be like, no, it's something else. And, you know, they care about our health and whatnot. No, I think it could be sterilization, inoculation, or just straight up genocide. They just trying to get mugs, you know, off the planet. So that's where I'm at. Conspiracy talk or whatnot, but, you know, you would just have to prove me wrong. And I would have history backing up, you know, the way I feel. But anyway, I digress. And, you know, y'all can respond or we can hit the call lines. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, I agree. I just, you know, I don't think it's something for me to take, because I do feel like, just like you said, they are capable of, not saying that they are, like, I'm not saying that I know for sure that they are, but I am saying for sure that I know that they are very capable of shipping one thing here, like Brother Kevin said, another thing here. So, you know, you just don't know what they have up their sleeve. And they definitely have sleeves. I just don't trust it. So I wouldn't personally recommend it, but if that's, you know, somebody want to do it, I know people that say they're going to do it. And do what you want. Well, we can get to the call line. There you go, 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, the head of Pfizer said he's not taking it.
Hey, now that's cold. If the head of the people who are the person who made the vaccine, the company that made the vaccine, CEO said he's not taking it. What does that say? You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking questions. What does that say?
Did he say why? Do he feel like, because the governor said he's not taking it because he's already had COVID? Is that what he's saying as well?
Well, I would have to read it. I won't take up all your time. But that's the headline. I probably have sent that to you, too, on your collective email. You guys just didn't read it. But he said he's not taking it. And another thing.
Well, I know I got a coworker I got a friend that works for Pfizer. And he said the same thing. He told me that months ago. He said, man, don't mess with it. Do not mess with that. He told me that. And like I said, he works for the company himself. You ain't mess with it, tell me the same thing. Don't mess with it.
And if they can make switches in that with the shipment of this vaccine, why come they couldn't do the same thing with election ballots? Hello? Because when we tell people that that's the thing that happened, that didn't happen. But they can go into these other things.
It's like I said earlier. People.
Go into these other things,
people.
Yeah.
People can be led to believe and follow whatever the mass media pushes them to believe.
But that's just the way it is. And you talk about population control. The male sperm count is drastically low nowadays, including the black male. I sent that to you.
And that's from the chemicals that we've been exposed to already, from food, in the atmosphere. I mean, that's my belief.
Yeah.
That's from stuff we've already been exposed to. This just adds to the list.
It's called racial variation in semen quality. Racial variation in semen quality at fertility evaluation. And they do that. They have done those studies on that very thing. And it seems like to me, black folks in America is always on the downhill side of everything that's supposed to be good. Why in the heck is that?
Right. They've been telling us that, they tell us that since we've been in school. I remember being in school. They're like, yeah, black people are the highest in heart disease. Black people are the highest in diabetes. Black people are the highest in this. Black people are the highest in crime rate. It's like everything that's wrong with America and with people, black people top the list. I'm like, man, what is that about? You know what I'm saying? So now as I get older, I start to question those things. Like, really? Because I know I went to school with some Caucasians and whatnot, and they're not the healthiest people either. They try to put this stuff on black people are not healthy. That's why they're disproportionately dying from COVID. But when you go to middle America and these rural towns around the Midwest, and these people, white people are not healthy. They're not the model of health around here. They have heart disease. They obese. And they have all type of health problems. So it's like they want to put all the bad stuff onto black people. But now as I get old, I'm starting to question those things. But that's a good point you made, Carla.
Well, you're absolutely right. Because whites are human beings, and they experience the same thing. But I tell you what, I'm going to look for that article on Pfizer. Leave my line open. I'll come back and tell you who he is and when he said it.
All right. Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, Carla. Appreciate it. All right, family, if you just joined us, we're talking about the COVID vaccine as it pertains to black people. If you're black or you're taking a vaccine, do you think they're trying to prioritize the vaccine for black people? Or, what's going on with the push where we're seeing, these articles come out where they're questioning the trustworthiness of the vaccine as it pertains to black people. So hit us up, 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay, area code 314-750. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey,
alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam.
This
peace.
Is Niyambe.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Well, I hope that most of the people or all of the people actually on this line know that we should not take the vaccine, but I'd like to take it a little further because I wonder how many people think that the COVID vaccine is the only vaccine that we should avoid. We've been warned for years not to take any of their vaccine. I have a My oldest child is 18 years old. He's not had one vaccine ever, and I can count on one hand literally how many times he's been sick. And then with my younger children, I would notice that, you know, over time their immune systems would just get stronger as they, you know, got older. And with their cousins, who are the same age as them, but when they got colds, their colds would last longer than my children's colds. They would get sick. My children would be around them and wouldn't get sick. I haven't been sick myself in over 20 years. I've never gotten a flu shot as an adult. I've never taken one shot because we were warned, like I said, to in the late 90s, to not take any vaccines until further notice. So I began to do research on the vaccines. While this COVID vaccine is a bit different, this is, I mean, what's not Pfizer, but what's the name of the other pharmaceutical company that's involved? It starts with an M. Does anybody know?
Moderna.
Thank you, brother. Moderna is a biotech company. So that tells us all we need to know right there. Why is a biotech company involved in producing a vaccine? Then
exactly.
Bill Gates, who is leading the charge, his area mm-hmm. of expertise is technology. So
exactly.
This tells us all that we need to know about this vaccine that they're trying to push on us. And then they've gone so far with the deception to lie and say a black woman developed the vaccine to get us to – I mean, it just amazes mm-hmm. me the things mm-hmm. that they try to push on us in the hopes that we believe them. I mean, I find it comical that they think that – we're just that stupid, some of the stuff that they say to us. Now, some people do fall for it, who don't read, who don't, you know, all they do, they get their news from CNN and MSNBC or mm-hmm. Channel 5, and they think they're being educated. But I just wanted to say the COVID vaccine is not the only vaccine to avoid. We should really do our research on vaccines. Malcolm X even briefly wrote about how we would get diseases from being too close to them. We would get their diseases from mm-hmm. being too close to them. So if we
right.
stay away from them, and, you know, and with some people that might be hard because if your children go to school with them, I don't know. But, and also somebody brought up something about diet, I believe, but that's a main mm-hmm. component too.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, we got to be, you know, do our research. I know when I would even take my children to the pediatrician when I decided I was not going to vaccinate children once I started having children, the pediatrician would, you know, try to tell me the vaccine was safe. And I would say, no, ma'am, I'm not allowing you to inject the virus, you know,
right.
into my children's body, something that's not already in their body. And she would try to tell me, no, that's not. And I'm saying, woman,
right.
I read. I'm saying this to myself. Just because you're a doctor and I'm not, don't you can't tell me what I know to be a fact.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
This is why we must educate ourselves, because they will try to make us think we're crazy. We don't know what we're talking about because they have a degree
mm-hmm.
and we don't. But we must educate ourselves on these things. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to comment.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Colin.
I wanted to tell you this real quick. It's amazing that you had called in tonight, because I was trying to text you yesterday and was having difficulties. So, you know how sometimes you send it and you thought the text went through and it didn't go? And that's what happened. So thanks for calling in, sister, because I meant to text you yesterday. You was on my mind.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, sister. Thank you. Yes, indeed, family. Yeah, there you have it. So it's important, you know, to be educated, to do your research, and to just be aware of certain things that go on. And like I say, I try to use myself, just personally, I try to use history, because that I was taught that's the best teacher. You know what I'm saying? You just look at history so you don't repeat it and make the same mistakes. You dig what I'm saying? So based on the history of this country and the history of the Medical Association of America, we know that this institution is for profit. And like the caller stated, you have these biotech companies and tech companies at the forefront of pushing a medical vaccine, which is supposed to be about health. But yet we have these biotech companies and biopharmaceutical companies developing these vaccines and medicines and pharmaceuticals for our health, and these are completely synthetic things. These are synthetic vaccines. These are laboratory made. These are, basically unnatural foreign substances that they're trying to inject into people's body, you know. And like I say, we know the medical industry is about profit. You dig what I'm saying? It's about the money. So make no mistake that, history is best qualified to teach us about this current situation that we in. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the caller. Family, y'all want to hit the call lines, or did y'all want to respond to anything the sister said?
Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I just wanted to. How closely did you guys watch those videos of people getting them shot?
I didn't watch them too closely. Why? Because I heard some people were saying that they didn't even get a shot. Is that what you're calling?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Some of them were fake shots.
Okay.
Like one doctor, when you watched him, he never pulled the plunger back. So it didn't even stuck dude with it and act like he pushed the plunger down. It's already down. So.
Right. Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And also, one of the companies is making you sign a waiver to where it's not. So that right there is a big red flag that says don't take that. And
exactly.
If the people at Moderna saying don't take it, then or at Pfizer. But yeah, but black people, yeah. I don't know about
you, Carla?
A lot of black people probably where I'm at will go take the shot because they're ignorant. They don't do no research.
Oh, dang, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That is very unfortunate.
And that's what I'm
he was a real race. So there's some smart black people here where I'm at, but then there's a lot of them that just go with the status quo. And if you think different, you're on the term, sell out, whatever. And I'm on that list.
Hey.
I'm on that list.
It's like I said earlier, and I get it, but it is a lot of people who are ignorant to it, because it's like I brought up to you earlier. I'm hearing Caucasian people left and right talking about they going to take it. And you know what I'm saying? Like I say, one, they pushing it at my job for sure. If you want it, you can come get it.
And like I said,
it's the sheeple. It's the sheeple. People who don't research, they out of fear, they just go ahead and go with the flow.
Right.
They don't really do research. It ain't just us.
What made up my mind is when they said, well, if it messed you up, they're not going to be finding. Can't sue them. It's basically take it at your own risk. And a lot of that is red flag. A lot of that's red flag. And it's just like the woman that was on there before. I haven't had a flu. Last time I got a flu shot, I got sick. I ain't had a flu shot since. And I maybe got like sick like maybe one time. And that was like maybe a year ago, 2 years ago.
Right.
So, but where I'm at, it's kind of a mix. Some people are going to take it. Some people.
Well, what about you, Carla, personally? Are you going to take it, and then we'll let you go? Are you taking a vaccine or no? Yeah or nay?
I already told y'all I wasn't going to take it. I'll tear up the hospital. I ain't taking it.
There it is. There it is.
I'm gonna get in the fight. I'm gonna get in the fight or flight. I'm gonna fight this flight.
That's right.
So,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure my doctor's gonna be talking to me about it here next month. I go see him. So.
All right. Yes, indeed, Kyle. Appreciate you. Yes, indeed. Yeah, you gotta. You're definitely going to have to watch out and see what's going on. Because like I say, this vaccine kind of came out way too fast, in my opinion. So we don't even know, like I say, the long-term side effects. We're hearing about some of the short-term side effects, like people fainting and, you know, Bell's palsy and whatnot. But we don't even know the long-term side effects to this thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, you just got to be careful. And there's a lot of red flags, again, with the agenda. So if you have the eyes to see, you can use your discernment and kind of see what's going on. If not, then by all means, knock yourself out and go get the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? But us over here, no, I'm not messing with it. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I digress.
Okay, area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'll make some comments. How y'all doing?
Hey, peace, Carlos.
What's up with you, man?
So, we talking about this here shot, this vaccination, and whether or not we think black folks should take it or whether or not we should take it and all this. And it's gonna come down to whether you're willing to take on the social responsibility that you're going to have to deal with for not taking it when they do mandate it. Right now, it's not mandatory. Right now, it's take at your own risk, and they do want to give it to the lower class people, not just black people, but the lower class people first. You notice that if you read a lot of the prioritizations on who they want to give it to, it says they wanted to give it to old people first. They want to give it to the elderly, then they want to give it to the hospital, the first-line workers, the hospital workers, and then they want to give it to then they want to move down. But they're not giving it to old people. Because listening to you, I come up on an article where it says that they've halted giving it to the older people. One article I read said they don't want to give it to old people. Well, they want to give it to old people. No, they don't want to give it to the old people because the old people make up the majority of the old people are white people, and they want as many white people to die off as possible. Which I said that's silly because we shut down the economy to keep these white people alive. So why would we not give them the vaccination to let them die? Yeah. That's just silly because we stomped on our toe, we stubbed our own toe as a whole country to keep these old folks alive. Now we're going to say no, now they can't have the vaccination. But it turns out that the vaccination has harsh effects on the old people because because a lot of old people, they survive the COVID because they don't get the respiratory version. They just get the regular version, which makes them kind of have like what an average person would call a common cold. But when the average person gets the COVID, they don't really get any effects. But this shot, this vaccination, makes the old people so sick that they actually die from getting the vaccination. They don't recover from just the vaccination. It makes them so sick. When people get this vaccination, they got to take time off from – they actually have to take time off from work, where when you get – when you pop positive for COVID, they make you take time off from work because you don't even feel bad. They're like, but I don't feel bad. It doesn't matter. You're positive. So you need to go take 2 weeks off.
Right.
Where you take this shot. Yeah, you take this shot, then you have to take 3 to 5 days off because you are so sick.
Right.
What I'm saying is right now we have the choice. Once they don't get their projected number of people that they want to infect with this vaccination, then they're going to start making it hard on us socially. Oh, well, if you want to stay employed in this position, you need to have this vaccination. You have to show proof that you've been vaccinated so that you can continue working in this field or whether you can go to school or whether you can go and shop in the public. Go public
travel,
shopping.
Travel, yeah, travel, flight,
yeah, travel, everything. They're gonna start putting it on you. They're gonna say, well, it's your choice, but we're gonna make it so socially awful for you that you're gonna want to just choose to do it. Isn't that kind of also what they was talking about with the Mark of the Beast, where if you don't get it, then you get kind of shut out from the world?
That is true. That is true. If you want
you
to kind of
get
there,
shut out, and they're going to start, they're going to start sliding this in to where you've got to have this if you want to be socially accepted in the population, in the mass population. Else, you don't have to be a shut up, a shut in hermit.
Yeah,
you can't get a job.
Yep.
You can't spend your money. You can't go out and do anything because you didn't get the shot. You didn't go and follow. But then at the same time, the people that are making you get it, they're not getting it. And they don't have to, because two things. They have the power to just say no, or they have the power to forge that they got it. Well, you ain't got that power.
Right.
These same people that tell you that there's too many people on the planet and we can't be having all these children and everything, and you look at them and they got 4 to 6 kids. But they'll tell everybody down here in our class, quit having all them babies. Get abortions. Use prophylactics. Get on that birth control. Quit having all these babies. There's too many people in the world. But then you look at them and they're big-ass families. Or the same people that will tell you that women don't need to be finding husbands. They're good, strong, independent, do it on their own. And you have all these middle-aged, miserable women that just fell for it. But then if you look at them in the upper class, the same people that are telling you, what are they? They're nuclear families with a bunch of kids, happy. Telling us to ruin our lives down here and not make any more babies and weaken ourselves. Keep the lower class base weak so we can't rebel. And now they want to give us this vaccination. They're going to start trying to push this. I don't even want to call it a vaccination. I want to call it an infection. They want to pump this infection into our arm because we don't. Yeah. They just want to pump it into us. And they're going to make it as hard on us peons. We've got no power individually. And the problem is they have broken us down. They have broken our spirits so much that the people like myself, the people like you, the people with an open mind, we are so few. We can't stand against the masses. It's like we're 10% of the population. The other 80%, they don't want to hear us. Then there's like 9% that go with the 1% that are making all these terrible decisions for us. They know that it's bad, but then they tell you on the television and all the actors and the big name people, that's the other 10% that know what's going on, and they lie to the 90% below them. And then there's the 10% of us that are below them that understand what's going on, but nobody wants to listen to us because we're nobodies. I'm just a truck driver. Oh, yeah, I mean, I have TS clearances, and I have compartmentalized clearances throughout the government at one time in my life, and I know all these dirty little secrets. But right now, I'm just a truck driver. So nobody wants to hear this. You work in a hospital. You work for the county. You're just the mother of a kid. You know, nobody wants to hear from us because we're nobodies.
It's like I always say, you taught me that word, sheeple.
The sheeple.
And it's true. It's a shame that so many of us on this planet we're just so in tune. We just go with the masses. We just have to be led. We don't do any thinking up on our own.
Have you seen the study where they put a bunch of people in a classroom? They put a bunch of people in a classroom, and then the classroom is full of actors, and they have one person in there that's not an actor, and they put some questions up on the board, and they'd ask the person, what color is this orange? And it'd be like red, orange, yellow, and blue. So the one person, that's not acting, he would say that, after he'd say it was orange, but everybody else would say it was blue or yellow and question his sanity for saying that's orange. And after about 2 or 3 questions in, he just starts giving the wrong answer with everybody else because he wants to be with the group. And that's how people are. The average person doesn't want to make waves. They just want to flow through and be with the group. They don't want to think that their life is any other thing. They don't want to believe in the matrix. You know what I'm saying? Or there's another side to the life that they don't want to see because that means that it's all a lie. And they don't have the strength or the wherewithal to cope with the lie. Where you and I, we have strength of mind, strength of character, strength of heart, to where even though we know we're living in a lie and we're living in a setup to keep us down, we still move forward. But most of the people don't have that. And that's why there's so many suicides right now, because they start seeing the truth and they just can't do it and they kill themselves. It's sad.
But this thing
we're talking about, so many people, like you said, only 42% of the people said they'll go ahead and take it. And there's 58% that said they won't. But out of that 58%, you know, 90% of that 58% is going to go take it once they say, well, you got to take it to keep your job. You got to take it to put your kids in daycare. You got to take it to get this. You got to take it to get that. You got to take it to go get a weed.
Yeah.
So, you know,
right.
You know,
that's
going to
be the, that's going to be the trick bag. And I do kind of see them going towards that. But I'm just hoping, you know, trying to be optimistic that enough people will push back against that. You know what I'm saying?
It's not hoping. Should we take it, or because why are they trying to push it on black people first? The question is, and where we need to start putting it down is putting down support for one another, building our own internal communities of, well, we ain't gonna put up with the nonsense. So if you can't go shop there,
that's right.
Well, you can come shop with us. You can come shop here.
Right,
you can come
exactly.
get your haircut here. We don't need a COVID,
exactly.
you know. Prerequisite.
Right.
So we need to start putting together communities like that. We can keep talking about what if, but now we need to start taking action. We need to start taking action
right.
amongst ourselves. If you're in a position to be able to put together something to help other people that are like-minded, that's what we need to start doing.
That's right. That's
How
right.
many people
yes,
do
you indeed.
Think will take it?
Putting together a resistance.
Incentivizing.
Yep. Putting together
once
a resistance.
They start telling people, look, we're going to give you. It's an incentive. We'll give you $1,000 to come take this shot, this vaccine. Imagine how many
That's
people
gonna make all
gonna
the people that got it early upset. That's gonna make all those people that got it early upset. Or people just start getting checks in the mail. Oh, this is because you got a COVID shot. Then
mm-hmm.
they'll tell their buddy, oh, I got this $1,000 in the mail because I just took this COVID shot. And they'll be like, oh shit, I
right.
need to go
mm-hmm.
get mine. I need $1,000. Yeah, that's a quick way for suckers.
I got
for
a $500 coupon at Walmart. They gave me a $500
yep.
coupon at Walmart. All I had to do is go take the COVID vaccine.
No, see, the flu shot's
nah.
out of the way. All the shops around where I'm at, like the Albertsons and the Sam's Club, you go in there, you get the flu shot, and they give you like a $25 coupon for the gift card for the store for coming in and getting a flu shot. You don't have to pay for it. They pay you to come get the flu shot nowadays. That's how bad these vaccinations are. That's how bad and useless these vaccinations are, where they got to pay you to come get it.
To come get it. Yeah, that should be a red flag. That should be very suspicious. I mean, you're going to pay me so you can inject something in my body? Like, that don't even sound – I mean, it sounds like a trick bag. It sounds like a setup.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Because
it's supposed to be good for you. If it's good for you, why would people have to be paid to get it?
Exactly.
People would just naturally just go in and get it every year. Like, man, I'm glad I got this flu shot last year. Let me get it next year, too. No. It's like, I got this flu shot. It made me sick. Ain't nobody I knew caught the flu. And a lot of people ain't get that shot either. It's just me and I got sick. I ain't taking this next
year. Right.
Oh, but we'll give you a $50 gift card for our store to go grocery shopping. Oh, man, I need $50 worth of food. Let me go get this damn shot. I'll be sick for a couple of days and get this $50. Yeah, I mean, That's how people think. Best interest of the, you know, self-interest is.
Crazy.
You weigh the gains and the losses. I'm going to lose a couple of days of feeling all right, but I'm going to catch $50 in groceries. Yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah,
but
buddy.
You don't know what else is in there.
Exactly.
else is in there, and that's the thing. Because you didn't put it together. You didn't design what they're pumping into your arm.
Right. And this is go ahead, my brother.
I was about to say, in the military, I have had so many vaccinations. I had, like, the anthrax vaccination. That's, like, something you got to get boosted every year once you start getting it. You got to get it four times in the first year and then once every year after that. And that shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That anthrax shot stuff, but because of what I did, I mean, I got vaccinations of things you never even heard of. I've taken anti-venom treatments for preparation to go into areas where poisonous fauna was. So, I mean, I've gotten some of these. I've gotten a lot of this stuff pumped in my body. And now that I have a choice, well, I had a choice back then. I could have said no, but then I wouldn't have had a job anymore. So that's what I'm saying. People will do what the government tells them is necessary to keep their jobs. So now that I don't have that job, and now I say no, because I've had so much pumped in my body, I don't know what's going on with my body anymore. I got weird
right,
hair
yes,
sprouting
indeed.
Out of weird places. I got weird spots starting to develop
wow.
on me.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So
yes,
you got
to
be careful,
Colin.
Out
we
there.
Appreciate you. Yep, we're going to try to grab a couple
right.
more calls. Appreciate
Peace.
You, Colin. Right on, right on. Yeah, Colin. You definitely have to be careful. But, yeah, go ahead with the call line.
Okay, area code 609-310. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. First of all, we're going to start off with they trying to say it's black people are the highest deaths. We all know when you
right.
go into that hospital, treatment is totally different than
right.
what we get from a Caucasian. Everybody knows that
fact.
Across the board.
Fact.
I know somebody worked in one of the big hospitals in New York, and the way they were talking to me, it had me sick. The doctor's not even doing what they really supposed to do. They leaving it up to the nurses to care for them people. They not telling y'all the real deal. I'm talking about somebody working in the front lines. They got the nurses caring for them COVID patients, and when they called the doctor and said, well, we need you, they don't even barely come. That's why these people
wow.
dropping like flies. It's a shame. It's really sad
yep.
out here. It's sad. And then they want to pump a daggone vaccine. What do you call it? He didn't call it the vaccine. What do you call it? The virus inside your body.
The virus.
I don't agree with that. And I hope and pray that our people have the sense. Because like he was saying, if you give them an incentive, people going to go running. I'm going to be a broke sister if I have to be in that line talking about I need $1,000. I won't get that $1,000 because
right.
I've had the flu shot once, and that was probably about 5 years ago, and I never had the flu, and I don't know what made me take that daggone thing, but I took it, but I guarantee you, it taught me a lesson. You better not take it again.
right.
I
yes,
never
indeed.
Took that shot again, and I have never had the flu since then. That was five or
That's
six
right.
years ago. So
yep.
I just think that it's a setup, and if ain't nobody paying attention and reading between the lines, I feel sorry for you. It's definitely a setup. And I was looking at the New York company that came out with it. He sat there and said point blank period, so that you know how they tell you about the vaccine and all this. So after that,
mm-hmm.
they was taking questions, and one of the questions was asked, "Do you know what? Do you know any? What's the side effects? Oh, we really don't know right now. Why are y'all pumping this vaccine if y'all don't know nothing about it? They don't have no knowledge of what they putting out here, y'all. I'm just letting you know that now." This came from
right.
the head guy, because I've been watching. See, I don't believe – I watch the news just to see what's on here and what they're going to say. But trust me, I don't believe
right.
everything I hear. But it's
yes,
important
indeed.
Sometime to watch it, because you'll be in a
right.
lost – kind of lost if you don't watch a little bit of it. So I pay
yeah,
attention
yeah, exactly.
just because of that, to get the information.
Mm-hmm.
But guarantee you, I take that information and flip it around, because I ain't been on this earth for a long time for nothing. And I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
it's a setup. I believe, and I may be wrong, but I know I'm right. It's a setup, y'all.
Right.
And if y'all
right.
don't, if I hope a lot of people listening out here don't be the first to go, you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know we on live TV. Don't be the first fool to go out there running. Because half of them people on that TV, that's all fake. Believe that. I watched them. I'm like, that don't even look like they stuff. I thought I was the only one seeing that, but I was looking at it. And the caller that was saying that, I just started laughing in the background, because I'm like, I thought I seen the same thing. They didn't stick them people. They didn't stick them people.
Yeah.
They not, I don't
yeah,
know what they pumping out. But they. I'm telling you, them people on that TV, that's a bunch of props. You know, now you heard of props, right? You know, TV can do a lot of things. they can make you think that's a real person on there, but that could be a whole prop sitting there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
I know about all that. I liked when I was in high school, Moot Theater, because that right there show you a lot. I'm telling you. Don't believe that stuff. A lot of that stuff is fake that they got on TV about these people taking these shots on TV. I don't believe it.
Yes,
unless, I don't even believe it if I see it with my own eyes. Because like he was saying, you can always pump something to somebody else and give somebody else something else. I wouldn't take that crap.
Yeah.
If they pay me $1 million, I'm going to be a broke sister. I ain't getting it. I promise you, I ain't getting it.
Yes, it did.
It ain't happening.
Yes, it did, Carla. Right. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
I know that's right.
Yeah, fam. Yeah, I've heard that. It's the second caller that talked about they say that they wasn't injecting the people on the TV. It was all for props. Some people were saying they might have just been getting placebo. Some people were saying that they didn't get injected with nothing. So you definitely got to be careful and watch. You definitely got to be careful and watch. You know, what you're doing and what you're watching on these TV screens, especially when it comes to the mainstream media, because it's all a stage. It's all propaganda and, you know, basically theater. You know what I'm saying? It's basically theater. So be careful. Yeah, family, so if you just joined us real quick, we are talking about the COVID vaccine as it pertains to black people, as it pertains to people in general. You know, we focusing on the black community. Some people feel like it's a push to get us to take it, to get us to trust, you know, the medical industry and these particular companies. Hit us up. We down to the last half hour. The number is 929-477-1697. All right, let's get it.
Okay. Area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. If you have a question or comment.
Peace and love, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Doing
hey,
well. Peace, Carla. Peace.
Yeah, so I'll be real quick. I know your lines are pretty backed up today. With this vaccine, of course, I'm not going to take it. And I think that we need to stop arguing with people that want to take it. If you take that shot, you deserve whatever you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? And from the information I've read, and I even I looked at a video. I can't think of this lady's name. This is on an Israeli news station. I know her last name was Day. She's a doctor. This vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. Let me backtrack. The test for the virus has nanotechnology in it. So if you've been tested for that virus, there is a chance that you have the nanotechnology particles already in your system. Now, the purpose of the virus, you know that there's something up with it, because not only is Bill Gates paying the rent for everybody that's involved pushing the virus, but they're going to get indemnity against this shot. And for those people that are listening that don't know what indemnity means, that's pretty much when you hear those commercials saying, hey, if you ever took Prozac or this, that, and the other, you know, you're due to compensation. Well, if I get indemnity, I'm excused from anything that happens. So why would I mandate a shot and get indemnity against it from the courts? You know what I'm saying? So now I have no responsibility to what happens to these people after they take the shot. Now, when
exactly.
you take that shot, assuming that you survive, that shot is also designed to hook you up to the 5G network. This is the whole point in crashing the dollar, getting you into cryptocurrency, because everything is going to be ran on a digital scale.
Right.
I know, like, some people, you know, play with the cryptocurrency and the Bitcoin and everything. This is all done by design, man. So even if you got $1 million in Bitcoin, you're hooked up to the 5G. You're becoming a walking artificial intelligence. They can turn you on and off at any minute. So that's really where we're going. And, I mean, I know that that seems far-fetched for some people whose minds are closed, but, you know, they've been telling us this through cartoons, through you know, series like Star
movies.
Trek.
Movies.
I'm not a Star Trek fan, but there was an episode that came out some time ago where pretty much these people were on a ship, and the captain on the ship, he needed workers. But in order for you to work, you had to be inoculated. And so they are suggesting to you, like, hey, listen, if you don't have this COVID vaccine, you can't do this, that, and the other. You know, and furthermore, they're going to use celebrities to push this vaccine. And how I know that,
right.
You know, and I'm a Lupe fan. I love Lupe. I saw a video where pretty much he's saying when his concerts start back up, if you don't have that paperwork saying that you got that vaccine, you can't go to his concert.
What? Not Lupe. Not Lupe,
man, listen,
bruh.
Listen. Celebrities are controlled opposition, man. A lot of these celebrities, and I don't want to get down a goose trail, but a lot of these celebrities have been shipped. Kind of like when you look at that movie, help me out, Kevin.
What? Which one?
Belko Experiment.
Yeah, the Belko Experiment. Yes, sir.
A lot of these celebrities that we look at have been chipped. And through that chip, they can control a lot of things on you. They can turn that chip up, make you sick to the point where you actually die. So I really think that, you know, we need to be careful against this. And I know that like the other caller said, there's so few of us and so many of them. I'm not concerned about those that don't, that are willing to fold. It's about those of us that are willing to unite. Now, I don't care if you want to use in Jesus' name or whoever. You know, I know that for me, this kind of death is better than a slave life. So if it came down to my life, I'm willing to give that up. So
right,
that's
there
what
you go.
About, like I say, you know, the whole purpose of the 5G network and the coronavirus, there's definitely a link between that because you're going to need a 5G technology for the observation that they want to install on you. That's why they're wearing masks, because they want to be able to have facial recognition. They already got this stuff in China. And I've talked to a Chinese lady on my route that works at the China King on Loughborough. That's already in operation there. They pretty much don't even use cash. Everything with them is facial recognition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right on, Carl. Appreciate you.
Wow.
Right on.
All right.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Take care,
bro. So, I mean, man, that's deep. Yeah, it's a lot going on. We definitely know that it's, you know, an agenda behind this stuff. We just, you know, trying to speculate which angle they go come from. But I think the caller made a good point as far as, you know, them going digital. He talked about the nanotechnology that's possibly in these vaccines. Again, you got people like Bill Gates, who's a tech guy. He's at the forefront of pushing his vaccine. Why? You know, and we know about the stuff with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and how they was, you know, sterilizing people in India. They got all type of lawsuits and things that they've been doing with the Zika virus in Brazil. And, you know, like I say, sterilizing folks in India and Africa. So, you know, it's a lot going on with this thing. And I think it's going to be important for us as a community, meaning people who think alike, common union, people who think alike as a community, we're going to have to hold each other down. You know, the people that's standing on their square and like, look, I'm not taking the vaccine, I don't care what, we're going to have to be the ones that circle our wagons, get together, and figure out a way to navigate this new world without succumbing to the vaccine, without succumbing to the, you know, these different type of laws and mandates that they go try to put down. We gonna have to come together and figure out how we gonna bypass that. You know what I'm saying? And I believe we will. You know what I mean? I think we're an ingenuitous type people, if that's a word. You know, I know what I'm trying to say. I think we'll figure it out as far as coming together to bypass, you know, some of the mandates they may have with this vaccine, because I'm already looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I digress. Let's go, y'all. Y'all want to see if we can get you know, a couple okay. more calls, and then we're going to wrap it up in a minute.
Okay, area code 314-833. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment.
Oh, Lord. I'm really, I'm just listening. I don't think I
okay.
won't even comment. I'm just going to listen.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Dang.
Thank
you.
You
don't leave us hanging like that?
Okay, hold on. Well, before we do this, let's go back to, I want to hear what Pianchi has to say, because he asked to come back on with some information for us. So let's get him back on. Area code 314.
Let's get it.
One, caller. Pianchi, you got something for us?
Well, on that, first of all, I want to say is Putin said he's not going to take it because he's too old, whatever vaccine they have in Russia. But the Pfizer CEO says he hasn't gotten his COVID vaccine yet, saying he doesn't want to cut in line. That was Albert Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A. It sounds like that's Mustafa's cousin. But anyway, he said that the 16th of this month, which was 4 days ago. So there you have it. Some will, some won't. But I tell you what, if they put stipulations that if you don't got a vaccine, you can't take privilege in traveling and stuff like that, that's when the war needs to break out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's when the war needs to break out. You know, then here's the point. See, people don't consider this. Where does it stop? Think about it. Where does it stop? You don't get sterilized. You don't get sterilized. You're not able to go to this college. Anyway, I'm going to
exactly.
hang up and listen.
Yes, indeed, Carl. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A war won't break out because a lot of people are going to take it because what they did a good job of putting fear in people, and fear is an easy way to control a person. You know, you got if everybody afraid that they're going to get this virus and they either going to die or give it to a loved one that's going to die or get really sick, then you put a lot of people's already afraid. I personally just got news today that I knew a person that just died this morning from COVID. Wasn't here in this state though, but so because they
wow.
have any COVID death announcements globally, a lot of people are afraid, and the way that they're campaigning it, the marketing technique is so grand that it's making it even appear that it's even bigger than the flu. They announced on Friday that the flu, a lot of people haven't even gotten the flu this year. Like, the flu has gone away. Like, we said that jokingly and just theorizing before.
Yeah,
now
we did say it right.
Now manifested and actually have said, just Friday I was listening to it, that the flu has, like, gone away. I think, if I remember correctly,
oh,
they announced
goodness.
In St. Louis, you guys won't even believe the number that they announced that we had of the flu in St. Louis. 22 cases of the flu.
Wow.
You know, we talked about this in the past on our show. We didn't tap into this.
Oh, no, that's what I
wow.
said. We talked about this in theory, you know, theorizing and just saying what we believe that is going to probably happen, but now it's actually here, and now they are actually saying it. And they actually said, and I heard it with
wow.
my own ears, on Friday, they said that. They said that the flu is, the numbers has decreased in the flu cases.
Wow.
Now that everybody
amazing.
Is so nervous and worried and concerned, and they pump with so much fear about the coronavirus, that they're gonna. That's a good way to control people. You know, now you have their attention, and now you're giving them, and they nervous. So now you're telling them what to do,
you're controlling them and their moves, and they're going to listen because they're so afraid. So I
right.
think so many people are going to take it that a war is not going to even happen, because who's going to be, it's going to be, what, 10 people fighting? Because so many people are going to take it, because so many people are afraid. And even if you're not afraid, you still have a mass of people, like we already touched base on, that's going to take it, even just for survival, which is still fear, because they're going to have to take it for jobs and things like that. So, and just to fit in and work within society, they're going to have different parameters set up where some places are going to say you need it, and people are just going to take it because they don't want to be left out of society.
Right, right. Wow. Yeah, 2021 going to be interesting. You know, I do know that, you know, as far as, you know, Black Americans, that, you know, we can get creative. You dig what I'm saying? We can, you know, I believe that we can come together and kind of, you know, those who are aware can fight against this and figure out something else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm optimistic about the future despite, you know, all the stuff that's going on. Because like you say, the people that's going to take it, they're going to take it. And the people that are aware are going to be aware and going to try to protect themselves and their families best they know how. And like Roger mentioned, the key thing, the fear campaign is big, right? The fear campaign is huge. They getting people with this fear. They showing you the death toll and case code. It's scrolling on the screen every time you turn on the TV, and you seeing all this death, and that's taking a toll on you. Then you're hearing about people that's dying from the COVID and this and that, when it really could be something else. We don't know. We just taking these people's word. But in any case, the fear is what's getting a lot of people, and quite naturally, when you in a fearful state, then you easily control. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to just leave it there, family. We're coming down up on the last, you know, 8 minutes of the show, and I'm going to let y'all get the last word. Y'all want to start chiming in and let's get
go
it.
Ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I wasn't about to say that. I was going to let you go. I'm yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just hey, don't get it too far away from your mind either. That it could also be a possibility that you may have to stay away from the people that took the doggone vaccine. If they
right,
have all this allergy
yeah.
chips in it,
don't mm-hmm.
think don't get that too far away from your mind that you may it may not. I mean, it may come a time where you may have to even remove and detach yourself from even those people who have taken it. If they can control them so easily, just say if we're going to go
right.
with that theory, you know, and they may be able to use certain technologies that's within the vaccine to, like the one caller alluded to control them, to maybe even spy. They may I hate to even go this deep. And I probably, you know what, I won't go this deep on there. I'll wait. I'm becoming Cosmic Kale. I won't go
that.
This deep on there. But I'll just say
yes,
that,
indeed.
You know. yeah, but just don't get that too far out your mind. But, you know.
Yeah, let me just say this. Yeah, just real quick, because I don't rule anything out. You know what I'm saying? If people come to me with a theory, I'm like, that's possible. That could be possible. You know, so I don't rule anything out. And based on, you know, some of the information I've had and stuff that I've seen researched, a lot of stuff is not really far-fetched to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's, again, that's just my perspective. So I don't rule a lot of stuff out. I don't get it. You know, people try to shame me and, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, this and that. No, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to be cautious. I'm going to, like I say, use history as the teacher, and we go from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to pull stuff out of thin air, you know, but I'm going to make it line up, and I'm going to make it make sense, you know? So just wanted to put that out there. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, yeah, Bufasa Rod, you want to Give us your last thoughts before we wrap it up, my brother.
What needs to be said has already been said.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That is true, eh? I mean, we here, we having this conversation again. This is, I think this is the second to last show before the end of the year. And, you know, we've been talking about, it's been mostly, you know, on the show, it's been mostly COVID, and we talked about the election. So the election and COVID has really dominated 2020, you know, the conversation in 2020. And now that the election is over, we move in to see how, you know, they go push this COVID vaccine and this COVID agenda as we move forward into 2021. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned, family. You know, pay attention. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Keep your eyes, ears, heart, and mind open. You know, so you can get all the information you need to make the best decisions for you and your fam. You know, that's the you know, that's the best advice I can give.
Yeah, that's true. So that I can definitely see them. Which this is another thing we had touched base on months ago as well with the vaccine. How they're gonna definitely try to make it where you have to have it to do all kind of things, you know, traveling, going to certain, just like, you know, already with, like, when you go out the country, you have to take certain shots. When I went to Africa, I had to take certain shots, you know, when I went over there. So I already know that,
right.
Like, if I have to go back over to Africa or any other place out the country, I know that that's what they're going to say is needed. You know, like,
yeah.
And then I told you
yeah.
before I got... Someone had mentioned to me that even Metro Ticks, like forget Lupe, but even Metro Ticks, who
yeah.
form a lot of shows around the world,
mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
even, well, I heard anyway through a resource that you have to have the vaccine to even participate in their events. And I'm like,
right,
that is crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to try to push it. You know, the big conglomerates, the big corporations, the NGOs and all these, you know, big, you know, multinational corporations, they go all get together and try to control the populace because that's what it's all about. It's about keeping the people, the sheeple in fear. That's the word for the night. Our brother Mufasa gave us. They're trying to keep the sheeple in fear so they can be controlled. And this is a group. You know, a global effort by a lot
it
of big corporations, a lot of big tech companies, and, you know, these multinational corporations. And, yeah, they're trying to keep the people to where they can be easily controlled and they can get back to fighting their wars that they love to fight. You know what I'm saying? So, but, again, the people waking up, we in a new time. The Great Conjunction is happening tomorrow. We are in... the Great Awakening.
Can we have an out of body
you know what I'm saying?
Brother
King? I don't know. Either
that
or you're going to get some superpowers. You can get that or you might get your DNA might get upgraded and you get some superpowers. You never know.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You just got to tap in, baby.
All right.
You just got to tap in. But, yes, sir,
hey.
That's tomorrow.
I
want
to thank everybody again. For tuning in with us tonight, we ask you to tune in with
us
next Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate you for standing here with us and hanging in all these years. We going on what number year we coming up against? Is this the third year, fourth year we've been in this? And you guys been hanging in here with us. We appreciate all the support you've been.
We're wrapping up 4 years.
All right, all right.
To the end of our fourth year.
Right, let's get it. So we appreciate you guys again. As always, if you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectthemindyahoo.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Peace. See you next week.
That's right. Hey.
Assalamu alaikum, fam.
Right. 3, 2, 1.
Collective Mind Operation. Thank you.
stand on your square. We on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective.